Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, here we are. The cookies are baked, the gifts are wrapped, the trees are trimmed. We've traveled or we've welcomed travelers into our decorated homes. Parties, lunches, concerts have come and gone. In the words of a nighttime prayer that I love, what has been done has been done. What has not been done has not been done. Let it go. Tonight, we are invited to let go of all those things on our to-do list, all those expectations of how things ought to be, or the things that we should have done, and to hear again the amazing story. While they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to deliver a child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Shepherds were tending their flocks when angels filled the sky, bringing good news of great joy. A baby has been born who is the Savior. Jesus is born, as he was 2,000 years ago in the city of Bethlehem. His parents had traveled far by foot, and the only place left to sleep in the village was with the animals. Surely, this was not how Mary expected or hoped to welcome her extraordinary son. It was not clean and tidy. It was exhausting and frightening and amazing. Because love and light are born tonight in the person of Jesus to reveal God to us face to face. Tonight, Jesus is born anew. And it doesn't matter if we got done everything we wanted to get done. If things are just exactly the way we had hoped, Jesus is born. Even if our budgets or our relationships are a bit strained, even if the house is still a mess all around the Christmas tree, even if Christmas dinner ends up being macaroni and cheese, Jesus is born. And Jesus is born not into the beautiful places where we have everything together, that shining surface that we project into the world. Jesus is born into the messy places, the hard places, the places we hurt or try to keep hidden. Jesus is born into the real places of our lives. Jesus is born in the mess because really that's where we live much of the time, isn't it? If we're honest with ourselves. In the mess is where we find love that accepts us as we are and forgives when we make mistakes. We mess up and we hit the wall and then we learn once again. There's grace for that. The grace and love of God became incarnate in a human baby and lived among us, reaching out to people who were outcast and alone, lost and struggling. So we too can trust that when we feel most muddled and confused, that's just where Jesus feels right at home. That's where Jesus meets us with mercy and compassion and calls us beloved. When we allow this newborn Savior to love our messy places, then we can be freed to just be ourselves and reach out to one another, sharing the love and the grace that we've known. We can bring this love and grace into our relationships with others, our friends, our family, our communities, our community of faith. People who will help us practice love, forgiveness, patience, and grace. People will help us to laugh at our mistakes and let go of our need for perfection and love the messy, muddled, beautiful lives we really live. The angels came to find the shepherds in the field that night and said, "Behold, we are bringing good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day a Savior who is the Messiah." This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace and goodwill among people." Jesus is born. Tonight, right here, God's love and grace burst into the world, shining God's light and love into our darkest places. May this miracle of Christmas fill your hearts with joy and peace that passes all understanding, the gift of a baby in a manger. Amen.